Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virals moves to third. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaburn. The throw from Batty and he is out, Ver also applying the tag. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli takes first base on ball four. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Cimoli moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Ver all settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Wojcik hits a pop-up towards short. Ver all settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Verals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Seaburn moves to third. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power bunts towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-2 in the game. Wojcik hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields the ball and throws to Segui covering. Safe. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Segui. Verhals moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Veerall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Green steals second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards is hit by the pitch. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Martinez pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Hector Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dale Willis now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Allison reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Veerals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Veerals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli who is chasing the ball. Veerals reaches third base with a triple. Allison scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cozzi takes first base on ball 4. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 3 in the game. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wojcik moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 3 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Cozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.